This is the Sports Bosses on SB Nation Radio. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios in Miami, here's Jim Rodriguez and Sean Stanley.
My brothers and sisters, when it gets cold out there, your vehicle needs some extra attention. O'Reilly Auto Parts has everything you need to keep your vehicle toasty warm. From choosing the right antifreeze for your engine to replacing your windshield wiper blades, O'Reilly will help you get your car or truck in fighting shape for the cold weather ahead. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. -5 in Minneapolis today. That's no damn good for anybody.
I heard toast and I got hungry.
Avocado toast?
Oh, no avocado toast.
Come on, avocado.
I'm allergic to avocado. You're trying to take me out. I know what you're trying to do.
You're allergic to avocado?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Avocado or mango.
That's like being allergic to candy or something. Listen, it's cold. We're in Miami, so we don't know anything about the cold weather. No. And a person who's going to bring a little sunshine into this joins us on our Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans guest line. She beat out 5,000 other women to be a finalist for the 2018 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. So she is a player. She is a gangster. She's one of the best. Her name is Camille Kostick, and she joins us now. Camille, good morning. Jim and Sean, how are you?
Good morning, you guys. What an intro. Thank you.
Right?
Wish I got those intros.
Right? Well, you're allergic to avocado. There's no talking to you. So, Camille, what's going on, man? 5,000 people, 5,000 women you beat out. That's amazing.
That was the craziest thing. I just remember waking up one morning and seeing on my Explore page, do you want to be a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model? I was like talking to my phone. I was like, are you kidding? This is like a 10-year-long dream I've been waiting to live out. And there wasn't a deadline. You had to submit a 60-second casting video basically telling Sports Illustrated swimsuit back in New York City why you should be represented in the issue. So I didn't waste any time. I couldn't make a half-assed selfie video. I flew my videographer out. We went to Malibu, shot a video, uploaded it. 4 days later, I had the best slide in the DM moment of my life from Sports Illustrated telling me that I made top 35 and to see them in Brooklyn. So, after that, they narrowed it down to a final 15. And then I was surprised in New York. They tricked me. I went to Time Inc., went on camera with Maggie Gray, thought I was talking, you know, former Patriots cheerleader life, and before you know it, MJ Day walks out, and she told me that in a month I was shooting in Belize, and here we are. The launch is in a couple weeks, and I'll see my pictures for the first time, so it's been a year.
It's amazing. So you still haven't seen those pictures that you took from Belize yet? Those will be the first time you see them?
No idea. I had about 7 looks, so it's going to be the most anxiety-ridden plane ride from L.A. to New York. I'm going to get there and just flip through those pages and to find out, you know, how many times am I in it? What do I look sexy? Am I making a funny face? I don't know. We'll see.
Some tells me you're going to be all right, girl. Some tells me you're going to be all right.
I think it's going to be good. We shot with such a phenomenal photographer. I can't imagine not putting out anything but his best work. So,
now, Camille, you touched on a little bit about your life as a New England Patriot cheerleader. Tell us what it is, how a season typically goes for a cheerleader.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to school. I was actually a full-time student while I was on the team. I've danced my whole life, and there's only so many routes you can go. You know, you could be a ballerina, you can go on Broadway, and I was like, are you kidding? I want to dance on the biggest stage in America, and I have my best shot as a Patriots cheerleader. So I was going to school in Connecticut. The Giants don't have cheerleaders, so it was New England it was. And I made the team in 2013 and again in 2014 and ended my career with the Pats in 2015 at the Super Bowl in Phoenix. And I thought that was a good one to end on. But basically, you're in practice 4 days a week, games on Sunday, five-hour practices before games. They end up being like 14-hour days. Wow. We're doing charity appearances. It's just we're always – it's a part-time job, full-time commitment, we like to say. But so well worth it.
So you went out on top from the Super Bowl. That was it. You called it a cheerleading career right there?
Say it again?
I said you called it a cheerleading career after the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I've danced all my life, and I was just like, you know, how I can't get bigger than performing on the halftime field at Super Bowl, and I knew that I wanted to dip my toes into the modeling world, so in 2015, I signed my first agency and basically was like, I need to get with the big agency so that they could, you know, plug me to Sports Illustrated Swimsuit, and I'm not going to lie, it's been a tough ride. For those listening, I'm 5'8", and have some curves on me. I'm not your typical runway industry standard model, but, you know, the industry's evolving so much these days, and I just remember, you know, 15-year-old self looking at the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Magazine, like, for the first time seeing women with these real bodies that I could relate to, and they kind of, they gave me that hope. Like, I could be a model in a magazine issue, an iconic issue, so I didn't know when, I didn't know how, so having this open casting call without having an agency send me in, it was like the coolest thing. You know, like when you buy a car, it means more to you than someone else giving it to you?
Right.
This was like that situation. No one set me up for this. No one introduced me to somebody. It was, you know, solely based on whatever I put out for 60 seconds to, you know, convince these guys that I could represent their brand. So it's been pretty rewarding here so far.
We're talking to Camille Kostick. You can follow her on Twitter at Camille. That's 2 L's, C-A-M-I-L-L-E, Kostick, K-O-S-T-E-K. She is one of six finalists, and she will be in the 2018 Sports Illustrated Swimsuit issue coming out February 12th, Valentine's week. So it works is basically you're in the issue, and then if you win, you're in the Sports Illustrated 2019 issue as well, right?
Correct. You got it.
Man,
yeah, so they'll be voting actually soon. So please go on SIDaily.com and vote Camille Kostick for your 2019 rookie, and hopefully I can be in the SI Swim Fam for life.
Now, since you're a super cool star now and you're super popular and you're a player now, we have a game that we do on the Sports Bosses. Is if you pulled out your cell phone, who is the most famous person in that cell phone? I don't need the number. I just need, if you're hanging out with your friends, oh, you know what? I can call such and such. Bam. Who's the most famous person in that cell phone?
Most famous person in my cell phone. Oh, my gosh. First, I'm trying to think of the girls. Jesse James Decker.
Oh, I like it. Does she have her own ringtone? Like, if she calls you, like, does one of her songs come out there?
no, I actually have never done that. I've never had a ringtone, but I should do that. I should do that more often. You know, there are we all know there's some people that we prioritize over others. I should do that.
I said when my boss calls me, it's the Darth Vader chant, you know, bum 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 bum. So I'm like, oh boy.
Are you joking or are you serious?
No, it's absolutely true.
It goes off all the time. As a matter of fact, it's probably going to go off in a couple minutes. You may hear
this dude's calling me again, man. What does he want? No, I didn't say that on the air. That wasn't me.
I would want you to have like a really good R&B, good dancing beat song if I called you, and you'd be like, what's happening?
Like, Are we doing Bruno Mars or are we doing like Kendrick Lamar? Which one would be you?
I'm like a Riri, like Rihanna, like that.
Okay.
R&B on the track. Yeah, Rihanna. Okay. Rihanna.
All right, so that's okay. So Rihanna.
Yeah, make sure you put that in there.
Okay. All right.
He's good. Plugging in though, because so the Rihanna ringtone.
Gio, can you get Camille's phone number at the end of this interview, please? Because you know I got to make sure I get the song and everything like that. So
jump right up to the most important.
Yeah, there's only one way you can add a ringtone. You have to get my number at the end.
You know, I think I just created a non creepy way to get a cell phone number. Is that? Wow, I'm gonna write that down.
Hold up, is like the best. We might have to use this. Like we can help. Guys, if you are trying to get a girl's phone number, say, if your number were in my phone, what would you want as your ringtone? And then they would say,
Rihanna?
Yeah. Beyonce. And then he goes, well, I have to get your number in order to set you up. That is perfect. That is brilliant. Oh, yeah. I would do it.
This has been endorsed by Camille. It's got to work.
See, that's it. Bang.
It's got to work.
Hey, even a broken clock is right twice a day.
There you go, sir.
That's
it. Speaking of that, we should probably end the show here.
That's it. I'm leaving. I'm taking off the headset. That's a walk-off touchdown right there.
Camille, when you look at this Super Bowl, do you watch the halftime shows? Because you said you guys danced during the halftime with the cheerleaders there. Justin Timberlake, how you like that as a halftime show?
I will be having my own halftime performance up in the stands. But even nowadays, when you know going to the games as a former Pats cheerleader, some of the dances are recycled. So when I'm up in the suites watching the game, and I see the girls performing dances that I used to do from the years past, I'm always performing up there with them. So it's always a halftime show when I go to the game. I'm a nonstop dancer all the time. Give me a good beat.
Camille strikes me as like when you go to a concert, she doesn't need a seat because she's going to be up and dancing the whole time. There's no point
exactly.
in having a seat. So, hey, come in. Obviously, you have a history with the Patriots. So when you see them in the Super Bowl, obviously, you're rooting for the Patriots. You're rooting for that Super Bowl, right? It's hard not to because it's family, right?
Oh, 100%. This is Pats Nation is a real thing. I mean, this is I loved the Patriots. I was always a Patriots fan, but then once I got involved, became a cheerleader. You know, got to know some of the guys on the team. It becomes family, and now I'm so in it. I understand why people, you know, you always see those videos that go viral, and people are throwing their TVs and they're smashing things and they're throwing things, and I get it now. Like you get invested. You're like you become a part of the team. Everybody's a coach. Like it's crazy.
Oh, that's awesome.
Do you have any good conversations, Bill Belichick?
I actually met Bill personally for the first time. I'm very good friends with Linda Holiday and her daughters, the Hess twins, and I was leaving. They left to go to Nantucket. I was leaving Nantucket, and I met him in the airport really quick. And yeah, he was great. Cracked a smile.
Camille Kostick, everybody.
Great guy.
That's Camille Kostick. 2018 swimsuit issue comes out February 12th, Valentine's Day. Get it, Camille. You're the best. Thanks. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. So much fun talking to you guys.